Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good evening to everyone.
The recording has started.
We greet you from the Prayer News Network. We thank God even for this day. Thank God for each and every one of you tonight. Amen. We pray that God has blessed you and kept you, gave you strength all day long. Amen. We thank God for this appointed time and hour that God has allowed us to come together, to assemble, to gather in his name. Amen. Tonight we just praise and we bless him. Amen for blessing us. Thank God for life, health, and strength. Thank God, amen, for keeping us even up to this present time. Realize that we're kept by the power of God. Amen. So we just thank God for, amen, this hour to come and lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Through song, through prayer. Amen. Just coming together, amen, to lift up and glorify the name of the Lord. For thou, amen, know, for we know that thou art worthy, amen, to be praised from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, the Lord, he is worthy to be praised. Amen. So we greet you in the name of the Lord once again. Amen. As you're coming into the Prayer News Network Global, I'm your co-host for tonight, Minister Emmanuel Hoges. Amen. We do honor the Lord tonight. We thank God for being saved. Thank God for being sanctified through the truth, yet having the back
muted
Holy Ghost. Amen. A mind to yet go on with the Lord. Amen. We hope, amen, the same with you. We pray that it is well with your soul tonight. Amen. So we just thank God, amen. We give honor where honor is due. Thank God, amen, for our visionary and founder of the Prayer News Network. Amen. Global, the person of the Evangelist Ned Bradley. Thank God for all the advisors that the Lord has blessed, amen, to be a part of this work and this ministry. Thank God, amen, for, amen, all of our leaders. Amen. Those that have gone before us and paved the way. Amen. Covering. And those that are yet, amen, in position, amen, to lead us on to glory. Amen. So we just praise God for each and every one of them. Amen. Thank God for your leaders. Thank God for my leaders. We just praise God for everybody. Amen. For all that the Lord, amen, has done for us. Somebody said he didn't have to do it, but he did. And I'm so glad, amen, that he did. So we just thank God for this night. We pray that you have had a productive week. We pray that God has blessed you, amen, to make it through the week, to accomplish all the goals and deadlines that needed to be accomplished and reached. Amen. We know God's grace is sufficient, and his strength is made perfect. Amen. So we just come, amen, to release, unwind, amen, to turn our hearts towards the Lord. Amen. Look up towards heaven. Amen. So that God can refresh us, renew us. Amen. Revive our souls and give us, amen, the needed strength that we need. Amen. To make it day by day. One day at a time. Amen. That's the only thing we could do is take it one day at a time. Amen. And leave the rest into God's hands. For he has the master plan for you in my life. Amen. Amen. So tonight we just thank God for all things. Amen. As you're coming on in, we'll encourage you. Amen. To invite somebody. Amen. To the Prayer News Network. Reach out to, amen, someone and invite them to come into the Prayer News Network. Amen. This is a live recorded broadcast tonight. Amen. We are recording live. Amen. We have a speaker, amen, waiting to come, amen, to us, amen, to deliver to us what God, amen, has given unto them. Amen. So reach out to, amen, some of your people, family, friends, loved ones, coworkers, whomever the Lord places in your spirit, amen, to let them know that the Prayer News Network is on, and that's going to come and be a part, amen, of this program tonight. But surely we know God has a word for everybody, and everybody needs a word from the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we just praise God for all things. Amen. Once again, as you're coming on in, amen, we welcome you, greet you in the name of the Lord. Amen. Know that you're welcome here to the Prayer News Network Globe always. We thank God for all of our listeners, those that have called in by way of telephone. Thank God for all of our Facebook listeners, those that are tuning in by way of Facebook. Even thank God for all our international listeners. Amen. Those that are calling in from other countries. Amen. Tuning into this broadcast. amen, to be blessed, amen, by the Lord, amen, even to receive a word that's going to help them, amen, in some way, somehow, in some shape. The word of God is always, amen, something that we can depend on, amen, for guidance. Amen, for directions, for questions that we may have in our mind. Looking for answers is in the all in the Word of God. Amen. So we thank God for our Blog Talk Radio listeners. We thank God for our radio listening audience. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Tuning in to this broadcast faithfully. Amen. Continuously. Amen. We are covering, amen, a number of countries around the world. Amen. We thank God because God is doing great things whereby we are glad. Amen. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So we want to keep on lifting up the name of Jesus, amen, so that God can be glorified and that God can get the increase. Amen. We got a job to do. We have a charge to keep, and we have a God to glorify. Amen. So we must stay on the wall and continue to do what God is giving us to do. Amen. So we just thank God for all things. And like I first stated, this is a live recorded broadcast. At the end of the program, amen, we will give you, amen, a couple of numbers for you to, amen, be able to text to request a copy of the, amen, broadcast, amen, this night. Amen. So stay tuned. Amen. Let's hear what the Lord, amen, has in store for us tonight. Amen. We all need the word. There's not a one of us that is exempt from needing the, amen, a word from the Lord. But maybe you know somebody that's going through some situations. Maybe you know somebody that's troubled in their spirit, in their lives, and they have, amen, just a lot going on in their lives. And they're not, amen, certain what to do, which way to turn. You can lead them to Christ. You can lead them and guide them, amen, through the word of God. Amen. Get a copy of the broadcast and share it with them. Amen. They can find hope in the gospel that we preach. Amen. Amen. So we just praise God for all things. We're not going to, amen, detain you tonight unnecessarily. Amen. We're going to do what thus saith the Lord and move on out the way. Amen. So we just want you to put your mind on Jesus tonight. Amen. Let's come in agreement. Amen. Let's come, amen, and get with one accord tonight. Amen. That God's word may have recourse, that the Spirit of God may flow from heart to heart and from mind to mind. Amen. Whatever you need tonight, amen, God has it, and he's waiting to give it to you. Amen. So we want to, amen, prepare for the sanctification of the line tonight. Amen. We want to prepare our hearts and our minds for the sanctification, amen, of the, amen, the prayer line tonight. Knowing that, amen, we cannot, amen, harbor, amen, anything in our hearts and expect God to hear us, to move for us, and to bless us. It does not work like that. Amen. Psalm 66 and 18, amen, David stated, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Amen. If I regard iniquity, meaning if I hold on to unrighteousness, if I hold on to, amen, unforgiveness, if I hold on to, amen, foolish thoughts and, amen, unholy things in my heart, in my mind, amen, the Lord will not hear me. Amen. We don't want to be defeated tonight. We don't want our prayers to go unanswered. But we want God to answer, amen, our prayer. When we call on the Lord, knowing and having this confidence that he will come to our rescue anytime, any place, and all the time. Amen. Well, this requires us to have a clean heart. David said, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew the right spirit within me. Day by day, we got to continuously ask God to renew the right spirit within us. Amen. So let us, amen, prepare our hearts tonight. Amen. Let us prepare our minds. Amen. That we can go to God in prayer. Amen. That we can get forgiveness and cleansing. Amen. From all unrighteousness. Amen. Unrighteousness of the flesh, the mind, and of the spirit. and that God may cleanse us through and through. Amen. Amen. So tonight, we're going to call on our very own missionary, Dorothy Sand, that she would come to, amen, tonight, amen, and take us to the throne of grace and the sanctification of our prayer tonight. God bless you, missionary Dorothy Sand.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This song says, my soul does magnify you, Lord, and my spirit prays your name. Even death could not hold you captive, even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. My soul does magnify you, Lord, and my spirit prays your name. Even death could not hold you captive, even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. For he has risen from the dead, and I know he's Lord. For every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. For he is Lord. For he is Lord. For he has risen from the dead, and I know he's Lord. For every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Master. Father, we come before you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, giving your name the praise, hallelujah, giving your name the glory, giving your name the honor tonight, Lord God, for you are worthy, Lord God, of every praise. You are worthy, Lord God, you are worthy, you are worthy, and we come tonight to say thank you. We come tonight to say thank you, Lord God. We come to say thank you for allowing us to come, Lord God, once again, Lord God, before your presence, Lord God. We come before you right now, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us tonight, Lord God. Each and every one of us, Lord God, name by name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look upon us tonight and have mercy upon us, Lord God, and forgive, Lord God, the sin, Lord God. Look upon us tonight, Lord God, we ask you to forgive us for the iniquities, Lord God, for everything that we may have said and everything that we may have done. Lord God, the very thoughts of our mind that wasn't like you, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to let us, Lord God, come before you, Lord God, worthy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask for you this night, Lord God, to move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Let the words of our mouth, Lord God, in the meditation of our heart, Lord God, let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, repenting, Lord God. We come, godly, sorry, Lord God, for anything, Lord God, that we may have done. We come before you right now, Lord God, asking you to look upon the line tonight, Lord God, and move by your spirit, by your mighty power, Lord God, In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to visit us tonight, Lord God. Every, Lord God, person that represents the line tonight, Lord God, far and near, Lord God, we ask you to move tonight, Lord God, by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. We realize and know, Lord God, that we have need tonight, Lord God. Some have need for one thing and some have need for another. But, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that your hands is not too short and that you can't save me, that your ears heavy, that you can't hear us tonight, Lord God. We asking you tonight, Lord God, to move on each and every one of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to heal, Lord God, the sick, Lord God. We bring it to the altar tonight, Lord God. We ask you to save tonight, Lord God. We bring it to the altar tonight, Lord God. We ask you to deliver tonight, Lord God. We bring it to the altar tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, whatever our problem is, Lord God, we ask for you, Lord God, to move, Lord God. We bring it to the altar and we leave it there, Lord God, because you can handle it, Lord God. We can't. But we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, just to have your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, have your way in our lives, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to endure, Lord God, as a good soldier, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we say yes to your will. We say yes to your way, Lord God. Tonight, Lord God, we say yes. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord God, asking you to move mightily. Lord God, we asking you to save, Lord God. Save that young man, that young boy, Lord God. That woman, that man, Lord God, that's looking for hope, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to be always ready, Lord God, and willing to give an answer to them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, just to move, Lord God. Move upon the land, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, move upon the diseases, Lord God, the plagues, Lord God, that is upon the land, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to keep us. Keep us covered under your blood, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night to look on Minister Bradley, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you this night, Lord God, to meet her every need, Lord God, supply, Lord God, her every need, Lord God, according to your riches and glory, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to touch, Lord God, each and every one of us, Lord God, that come to this land, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your own way. Have your way in the word tonight, Lord God. Move on the speaker tonight, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to touch him right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let us have ears to hear what the Spirit is getting ready to say unto us tonight, Lord God. And not only be healed, Lord God, but help us to be doers of your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lead and guide them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, this night, Lord God, that we may be fed, Lord God, from the master's table. In the precious name of Jesus. And Lord God, tonight we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God, because you are worthy, Lord God. You are so worthy. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We praise you tonight, Lord God, and we give your name the glory in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name. Glory, glory, glory to your name, Lord God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for what you're going to do, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We glorify you. We lift you up this night in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that prayer. Amen. Coming through our very own, amen, prayer warrior, missionary Dorothy Sand. Amen. The song that she sung says, He is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Jesus Christ is Lord. One more time. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Do you believe that tonight? Do you believe that today, that Jesus is Lord? Amen. For he has risen from the dead, just as he said he would. Amen. He is Lord today. And every knee must bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And if you don't do it now, you will do it in the day of judgment. But I choose to confess now. I choose to humble myself now and acknowledge that he is Lord. Amen. We praise God, amen, for the prayer, for that song. Amen. That's one of my favorite songs. Amen. Acknowledging that Jesus Christ is Lord. Knowing that he got up from that grave. He is risen just as he said. Amen. He sitteth, amen, at the right hand of the Father. Amen. He is Lord. Amen. So we come tonight to acknowledge, amen, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. So we praise God for the prayers coming through. Amen. Missionary Dorothy Fan. And at this time, we're going to have our scripture reading coming through Sister Mary Holland at this time. God bless you, Sister Mary Holland.
Praise the Lord. Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Emmanuel Holt, to the visionary Ardissa Lyons, to Evangelist Annette Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners who have joined us on tonight, near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 34 in its entirety. A little insight before I get into the scripture. Psalm 34 shows us the grace of God given to sinful humanity. Through this psalm, we will see the result of a repentant heart that has received forgiveness. I use as a subject a psalm of praise and trust. I will bless the Lord at all times. This praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The armor shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were light and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivers them. See that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loveth men and days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut out the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their trouble. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. He which has slain the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. I have read to you the entire 34th Psalm in its entirety. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and doers of his holy word.
Amen. God bless you. Amen, Sister Mary Hollins, for the scripture reading tonight, coming through Psalms 34. Amen. This is what we have to do. We have to bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in our mouth. Amen. We got to give God the praise, give God the glory through it all. Amen. The Lord is yet worthy to be praised. Amen. We found out that our praise, amen, is our weapon. Our praise will help us to get through, amen, what it is that we are faced with and going through, amen, at that present moment. But we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. So continue to praise him. Continue to bless and lift up, amen, his holy name. We thank God, amen, for, amen, everything that has been said and done thus far to the Lord. Amen. People of God, amen, we're ready. Amen. We're ready tonight, amen, to hear, amen, what it is that God has to say unto the church. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church tonight. Amen. Knowing that God's not going to speak a word that is not needed in this hour. Amen. But, amen, every word of God that is spoken, amen, is for our benefit. Amen. For us to grow thereby and for us to take it at heart and to apply the word of God to our lives. Amen. So without any further ado, amen, we praise God for our speaker for tonight. Amen. He's no stranger to the line. Amen. He has unveiled himself. Amen. To, amen. Come to us on Fridays. Amen. So we praise God. Amen. He's with us. Amen. Tonight. Amen. He come from Applied. Amen. Word Ministries out of Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. So without any further ado, we're going to yield our platform, amen, to the speaker of the hour. Amen. In the presence of Minister Craig Cannon. Amen. From Applied Word Ministries out of Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. Let's pay attention to the word of God, and let's pray that the word of God may have free course tonight. Amen. Without any, amen, other preliminaries, amen, our platform is in the hands of Minister Craig Cannon. God bless you, man of God. Amen. Push *6 and unmute. Glory be to God.
Can you all hear me?
Yes, God bless you. We hear you now.
Okay, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for another opportunity to minister, Lord God, to these sheep. I thank you, Lord, that revelation knowledge will flow freely, uninterrupted, and unhindered by any evil, satanic, or demonic force. I pray, Lord, that you and you alone will speak through my vocal cords and you will sing through my mind. And, Father, let it be none of me and all of you. Holy Spirit, have your way in this. Have your way. Move up and down, in and out. Touch, set free, and deliver. I give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, praise God. You guys, I thank God for the, just I was just blessed by that psalm that Sister read, the Psalm 34, just brought me back to remembrance. I used to just, in the morning, just praise God. You know, it said to praise him in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and it was just such a blessing to hear that. And I also praise God for the man of God who was speaking earlier about the word, because everything goes back to the word, and it is all about Jesus. And I thank that sister for singing that song about Jesus. It is all about Jesus. So when the Lord has me right now, I'm going to take you all, I want you all to go into the book of Matthew. We're going to talk a little bit about the Gospels here, because that word gospel is good news. This is the good news of Jesus Christ, Jesus our Lord and Savior, Jesus who is seated right now on the right hand of God the Father, interceding on our behalf. You know, I want to give you all just a brief picture before we get in to everything, just something that the Lord had shared with me about right now, you know, Jesus being on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, all right? Jesus is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. I want you all to get a picture of that. God is sitting on his throne, and Jesus is on his right hand. Jesus is on his right hand. I want you all to think about something. I love to bring the word to reality, the gift that God has blessed to me. I like to bring the word, you know, these words, these pages, these words in this book, they are life. The word of God says, my word, they are spirit and they are life. These words are alive, unlike any other book on the earth. The words in this book, in this Bible, is alive. So everyone that's listening now who's going through a lot of things, I'm going to challenge you tonight. I challenge you to get into the Word. I challenge you to find the Bible and open it up and begin reading. And if you don't think you're going to understand anything before you even read, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Because the Holy Spirit has been sent here to lead and guide us into all truth. And the only truth that's in the earth today is the Word of God. This is the only truth that there is. So I challenge you to read it. And before you read it, just say, teach me, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. That's all you got to do. Say a quick little prayer and allow him to teach you. And I was just going to give you a little bit of picture, and I'm going to just start. Let's go to the book of Matthew, the very first chapter. And we're going to cover Matthew 1, 2, and I believe I'm going to try to get up to 4 if I can. And I want to show you some things that the Lord showed me in this. And it really would just blow your mind. It always just blesses me just how real this word is, just how, you know, we go to church and we'll think this is just a book and somebody's reading a book to it, but I want you to really grasp the reality of the word. I want you to grasp the reality. I'm going to start out reading. And I'm gonna go down, and I'm just going to, you know, some of these words, if I can't say them, don't count it against me. Praise God. Charge it to my head and not to my heart. Matthew, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ. Now, let me say one other thing. There are four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Each one of these gospels are describing the same event. But, you know, each one of them are giving these events from a different perspective. And let me break that down for you. If I was in front of a building and someone else was behind the building and another person was on the right side of the building and another person was on the left side of the building, and I told all four people to write a description of what they see, even though they are all describing the same building, each one of them have a different view of that building. That word perspective, just think about it as a view. The one on the left side is just seeing the flat side. The one in the front, they may see the flat side, but they may also see the roof. The roof looks like a triangle. The one in the back, they may see several windows that are in the back. And the one on the other side may see two windows. Everybody's given a different view, but they all describing the same thing. Think about the Gospels as that way. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They're all describing the same thing, but they're giving it from their own perspective. So we're going to start out in Matthew today. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas and his brethren. And then it goes all the way down. I'm not going to read all of this all the way down. Let's say I'm going to let me just keep going. And Judas begat Pharas and Zerah of Thamar. And Pharas begat Esrom, and Esrom begat Aram. And Aram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nahshon, and Nahshon begat Salmon. And Salmon begat Boaz of Rahob, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed of Ruth begat Jesse. I want you to remember that, Jesse. And Jesse begat David, the king. And David the king begat Solomon, of her that had been the wife, Uriah. Solomon begat Rehoboam. Rehoboam begat Abia. Abia begat Asa. Asa begat Josaphat. Josaphat, Joram. Joram, Uzziah. Jotham, Achaz. Achaz begat Ezekias. And it goes on and on and on, all the way down. And now let's get down to verse 16. In verse 16, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who was called Christ. Jesus, who was called Christ. Jesus, who was called Christ. That word Christ comes from a Greek word, Christos, and it literally means the anointed one. So what they're saying is Jesus, who is called the anointed one. And you might say, well, what is anointed? You know, anointing means to rub on or smear on. I always like to think of Jesus as the one who's been rubbed on or smeared on by the power of God. That's the way I look at it. Now, let's keep going. Just to show you in the wisdom of God. So all the generations, now we're going to talk about generations of all these people that I just discussed. All the generations of Abraham to David are 14. So there was 14 generations of Abraham to David. So if I go back up to verse 2 and start counting, by the time I hit David down at verse 6, there's going to be 14 people that I'm going to be naming. Now, each one of those is a generation. From David, from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. So this from David to a certain event, and this event is when the Jews was carried away captive into Babylon. And I don't know if you guys remember from a few weeks back when I was reading in the book of Nehemiah. You know, in the book of Nehemiah, that was a portion of where the Israelites had been carried away into Babylon, and the gates were torn down. And that's what Nehemiah was thought God was leading Nehemiah to restore. David, until the carried away into Babylon, are 14 generations. And from the carried away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Okay, so we've got 14. See, a lot of people don't think about the Word of God as in, let's do some math here. 14 times 3, let's see, 14 times 3, that's 42. So that's 42 generations. Now let's keep going. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was unwise when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together. She was found with a child of the Holy Ghost. Now look at this. Here he is, his wife has been found with a child, but he knows it's not his child. He's married to her, but she's been found with a child. So he's like, you know, what's going on? I know it's not me because we have never had intercourse together. So how are you found with a child? Before they came together, she was found with a child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make a public example of her, was minded to put her away privately. That means he was going to privately divorce her. But while he thought on these things, let's see what happened. Now, here is a man, his wife is pregnant, and he knows he has never had sex with her. So how is she pregnant? The Holy Ghost. So now, as a man, I want you to think about it. Let's bring this to reality. Let's bring this to today. Because I want you all to begin to look at the scriptures and bring them into today, and God will show you something. Here I am, a man, my wife is pregnant, and my wife and I have never had intercourse. So how is she pregnant? So I'm feeling some kind of way. I'm like, what's going on? So now I got to make a decision, and because I'm a just man, and I don't want to embarrass her, and I don't want to cause anything, I'm going to just solidly divorce her, and we're just going to move on. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. An angel can appear to a man in a dream. You see that? An angel can appear to a man in a dream. An angel can appear to a person in a dream. Don't get it twisted. It can happen. God just told us. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, wait a minute. The angel can talk. So when he appears to the man in the dream, he's going to talk. Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take thee unto Mary thy wife. Everywhere I've looked in the scripture, every time an angel appeared to a man, the first two words that come out is fear not. Why do you think that is? Because that man is seeing something he's never seen before. But God didn't give us a spirit of fear. Remember that. So the first thing the angel says is fear not. Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. He's also saying, fear not and don't be afraid to take Mary, your wife, to be your wife. So I want to back up. I said they was married, they was engaged. Let's just put it like that. He says, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. So wait a minute, Joseph. You ain't got to put her away. You know, everybody know you and her engaged and y'all going to get married, but you ain't never had intercourse with her. So how is she pregnant? So in order not to really embarrass her, you're like, because you're a just man, you want to do the right thing. You're going to just privately say, hey, let's just break this thing off, you know. I don't know what's going on over there, but, you know, let's just break it off. Okay. Holy Spirit comes to him. The angel of the Lord comes to him and say, hey, look, don't fear. Don't do that, David. Fear not to take unto her as your wife, but that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. So not only am I going to tell you what's on the inside of her, I'm going to tell you the future. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in the future. She shall bring forth a son. He shall bring forth a son. So I'm telling you, this which is conceived on the inside of her is of the Holy Ghost, but watch this. It's going to be a son. It's going to be a son, and you're going to call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin. Stop. Behold, a virgin. A virgin shall be with child. Now, let's think about today. A virgin with child, you know, for us, that doesn't make sense. But see, to God, all things are possible. All things are possible. And shall bring forth a son. Behold, a virgin shall be with a child and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is interpreted as God with us. Wait a minute. Didn't you just say they're going to call his name Jesus? And now you say they're going to call his name Emmanuel. Wait a minute. Let's see. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. See, that's the Trinity. That's what other religions have a problem with, the Trinity. They have a problem with Trinity because I had once before I had a Muslim brother come to me and he said, hey, you know, you're a Christian. I said, yeah, I'm a Christian. He said, oh, y'all believe in three gods. I said, no, sir, we believe in one God. He said, no, y'all believe in three gods. I said, what are you talking about? Well, y'all talk about the Father. Y'all talk about the Son. Y'all talk about something called the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost. That's three gods. I said, no, sir, that's one God. Let me show you how the Holy Spirit gave me wisdom in the moment. I said, no, sir, that's one God. I said, okay, hold on. No, he said, no, that's three. I said, no, that's one. I said, let me explain it to you. I want you all to listen. I said, let me ask you something. I said, help me, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit just put it on me. And I'm telling you, it blessed me. It came through me, but it didn't come from me. See, sometimes God has to speak through you. Sometimes God will speak through you for others, but it'll also be for you. I mean, it blessed me so much. I when I tell people the story, it just blows my mind. It still blows my mind. But I said, so let me ask you something. What's your name now? My name is Mark. Okay, I said, so your name is Mark. Okay, cool. I said, so you're Muslim, right? You said, yeah. And you're telling me we got three gods. I said, let me ask you something, Mark. I said, so are you married, Mark? He said, yeah, I'm married. I got a wife. I said, so you are a husband to your wife, right? He's like, yeah. I said, so, okay. I said, so let me ask you something. I said, your parents, are your parents alive? You know, your mom and dad? Yeah, you know, my dad's gone, but my mom's still alive. I said, so your mom is still alive, right? I said, okay, cool. I said, cool. So you are a son to your mother. Yeah, I'm a son to my mother. Okay, cool. All right. Okay, so hold on, Mark. Let's got one more question for you, just one more thing. So do you have any kids? Do you guys have any kids? Yeah, we got two kids. I said, okay. What's the kid's name? The kid's name is Steve and Susie. I'm just making this up. I'm just telling you what it is. So I said, so you are a father to your children. Oh, okay. All right. So let's back up. So we have Mark, the husband, to his wife, Mark, the son, to his mother, and Mark, the father, to his children. You're the same person, right? So, see, you can't have three in one. See, that's what the Holy Spirit will do. He'll give you wisdom at the moment you need it. And he just walked away. He didn't. I mean, and it just blew my mind because it came through me. It didn't come from me. I mean, you know, sometimes you read in the scripture it said they were marble. I was amazed to hear that. I was like, oh, my God, that's good, Lord. That's the Father, that's good. That's good. So you're thinking about this. He's saying you're going to call him Jesus, but you're also going to call him Emmanuel. One is the Son of God, and one is God with us, the one and the same. Which being interpreted, let's pick up on verse 23, which being interpreted is God with us. Now let's keep going. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, for Joseph woke up, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. And he took unto him his wife. Quick obedience. Did exactly what the angel told him to do. Look at that. And knew not her, and knew her not till she had brought forth his firstborn son, called his name Jesus. And when they say, and knew her not, that means he didn't have intercourse with her. That means he did not have intercourse with her. She was always pregnant by the Holy Spirit. He did not have intercourse with her. And knew her not. That word knew literally means to have a relationship with. So in the beginning, when it says Adam knew Eve, I remember once I was reading that, and I said, Lord, I said, Father, of course Adam knew Eve. There was only two people here. Of course he knew Eve. I said, no, you got to look at that again. I want you to go to the Greek and look at that word knew. That word knew means to have a relationship with. I was blown away. Did not know that. And then the scripture, it all came alive. Adam knew Eve. Adam had a relationship with Eve. You know, in later on in the scriptures in the book of Revelations, it talks about Jesus at the very end, when it's time for judgment and all of that, there's going to be people coming up to him and saying, Lord, Lord, we went to church. Lord, Lord, we did this. Lord, Lord, we did that. And Lord, Lord, we fed the poor. And Jesus is going to say to them, and this blew my mind, he's going to say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. You never knew me. You never knew me. And I said, Lord, because when I'm reading the scriptures, I'm talking to God. I'm like, Lord, now I read this, but you got to explain this to me. The Holy Spirit said, yeah, you never knew me. You never had a relationship with me. See, a lot of people know about God, but they don't know God. Hallelujah. A lot of people know a lot about God. But God wants you to know him. He wants you to have a relationship with him. He wants you to tell him everything about what's going on in your life. It's not like he don't know it, but he needs you to come to him and start saying, Lord, you know, I'm having a tough day today. My boss getting on my last nerve. I don't know what to do. And God, like I told you, God told me, he said, you know what? The reason you don't have no peace is because you're not praying. Did I not tell you in my word, pray for those in authority over you? Why? So that you may lead a quiet and peaceable life. See, I like to bring the word to make it practical. Okay, Lord, so part of the reason they got no peace because I'm not praying? Exactly. Go and pray for him. Pray for him. And then I can move on his heart and he'll show you favor. Pray for those that despitefully use you. The word of God says that. That's what he's saying. We are to pray for them. Pray for them. Even when, look. You ain't got to feel like praying for him. Just praying for him anyway. Just do it. Just do what God, just obey God. Just say, Lord, you know what? I mean, there's been times I was going in prayer and I said, Lord, you know, I really don't want to do this. You know, he said, you know what? This isn't for them. This is for you. I got to keep your heart pure. I got to keep your heart clean. See, I'll deal with them. I just got to make sure your attitude and your motive is right. Like earlier, with the lady said, the minister said before we started this, created me a clean heart and a right spirit. We have to do that daily, because we live in a fallen world and challenges are going to come, but they're not going to overcome. Praise God. So let's go to chapter 2. I'm going to make this quick. Now Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Behold, there came a wise man from the east to Jerusalem. These wise men came, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem was with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. What that word Christ means? The anointed one. Where the anointed one should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. Now, why did Herod want to know what time the star appeared? So he can measure how old the child would be. See, he wanted to measure how old the child would be. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go search diligently for the young child. When you found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. Now, mind you, Herod's the king. And Herod has just heard about this child that is born is going to be king of the Jews, the king. He's like, I can't have another king. This is a king, even though he's going to be the king of the Jews, I'm the king. So, you know what? Satan planted a seed in his mind to go kill him. That's why he wants to know where he's at. And when they heard the king, he told the wise men to go search diligently for the young cow. And when he had found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. See, this is a prophecy being fulfilled. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts. It's interesting, the gifts they presented, and that's a whole other sermon, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. There's something there. See, God don't just put anything in his scriptures. Everything has a meaning. Even the letter A in the right has a meaning. And being warned of God, now look at this, being warned of God, how was they warned of God? In a dream. Oh, wait. We just started this thing off saying that an angel appeared to a man in a dream. Okay, here's an angel appearing to a man again in a dream. And being warned of God in a dream, how were they warned? Had to be an angel telling in a dream that they should not return to Herod. They departed into their own country another way. So now we've got twice where an angel appeared to a man in a dream. Keep that in mind. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord, here we go, appeared to Joseph in a dream. Okay, he's appearing to angel of the Lord, appearing to Joseph in a dream. Watch this again. And this is what the angel said. Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod seeks the young child to destroy him. How many of you all know God is sovereign? There's nothing God doesn't know. If there was something that God didn't know, he couldn't call himself God. If there was somebody who had more power than God has, he couldn't call himself God. He has to be the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-wise God in order for him to be God. Get that. He is sovereign. There's nothing God don't know. God knows your situation right now. God knows exactly what you're going through. God don't cause it. He allows it. Sometimes God allows things to happen in our life to get us closer and draw us closer to him. And we know he's going to bring us through. We don't stay in it. We come out of it. But like the scripture said in Psalm, we got to praise him. Praise. And like the brother said earlier, I'm going to tell you, praise and his presence are inseparable. You cannot separate the praises of God from the presence of God. If you ever want God on the scene, start praising him. I'm telling you right now, God will move on behalf of you. You got to praise him. Bless his holy name. I used to get up every morning, one of the Psalms, I used to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeems my life from destruction, who crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercies. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I'd get up and just start praising God like that. Good God Almighty. I just feel the presence of the Holy Spirit come on. The Holy Spirit says, see, I got a benefits package too. You got benefits at your job? They give you a benefits package when you get hired. Did you hear that? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. See, you got a benefit package with God, just like you got a benefit package at your job. God has given us these benefits, and we need to learn how to operate in them. If you don't go to the doctor, you ain't using your benefits on your job, right? Right? Because you got medical benefits. So you get sick and don't go to the doctor, you need to take advantage of your benefits. We need to learn to take advantage of the benefits that God has given us. Praise God. So I'm going to go ahead and continue to read, and we're going to just, I'm going to go ahead and get ready to close it out. What I'm saying is, let's go back down to verse 8. And he sent them to Bethlehem, go and search diligently for the young child. And they saw the child. They brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Verse 11. And being warned of God in a dream, said, don't go back to Herod. Depart your own way. And when they departed, behold, after they departed, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, told Joseph, arise and take the young child and his mother, flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. So see, God already knew it was in Herod's heart. He wanted to kill Jesus. See, he wanted to kill Jesus. That was his whole purpose. When he arose, he took the young child. Look at that, quick obedience. Now, that's twice. You see what y'all, see, God looking for our quick obedience. When God tells you to do something, you need to do it. Even if you're scared, do it. Don't matter. Do it. Do it afraid. If God is in it, trust me, you're going to be blessed by it. Let me tell you something. God wants our quick obedience. God tells us to do something, we need to do it. Don't try to make sense out of it. It ain't going to ever make sense. It ain't going to ever make sense. God's ways are not our ways, and God's thoughts are not our thoughts. For his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I have learned that over the years, and I continuously learn it. It's a daily thing. Like, Lord, now, I don't know how you're going to do this, you know. I've been in some sticky situations like some of you are right now. Some of y'all don't know what's going to happen. Some of y'all wanting God, you need a blessing. You need something to happen. You need God to move on your behalf. I'm telling you, you start praising him. You praise him in the midst of the situation. You don't wait to praise him afterwards. No, you start praising him right now. See, faith. That's what faith does. Faith starts praising him right now. I'm gonna jump around for a second. I'm going to just give you all the numbers. In the scriptures, there's a story of a centurion soldier. And this centurion soldier who didn't even know Jesus, he comes to Jesus, but he's been watching Jesus, right? He comes to Jesus, he says, look, you know, I got a servant at home and he's sick. And I want you to heal him. And Jesus said, okay. All right, let's go. Let's go to your house. He's like, no. You don't have to go to my house. Just speak the word only and he shall be healed. Centurion soldier said this, speak the word only and he'll be healed. The centurion soldier had watched Jesus and everything Jesus said, he saw it happen. So he's like, look, you ain't got to go to my house. Just speak the word only, and he'll be healed. And then he explained to him. He said, look, I'm a man on authority like you're a man on authority. I say to my soldiers, do this, and they do it. I say to my other soldiers, do that, and they do it. So basically, I understand authority. I understand authority. I know when I say something, my soldiers going to do it, whether they over here or over there. And I've seen you understand authority, because every time you say something, it happens. So speak the word only. You ain't got to go to my house. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said that was great faith. Great faith. Why did he say it was great faith? Because that centurion soldier believed it. He believed it. See, we need to learn to believe. We're believers, okay? When we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, we believe that Jesus died on the cross and was raised from the dead. We believe that Jesus is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit wants me to, I'm going to jump now. I'm going to jump over to Romans. I want you all to go to Romans, the book of Romans 10. If you have your Bible, I want you all to go to the book of Romans 10. Holy Spirit wants you to go to the book of Romans 10. I'm going to show you all something, and then I'm going to close this out. But I need for you all to see this. You guys need to understand. Get your Bible, then go to the book of Romans. Give me just a moment. I'm turning in mine now. Here we go. Let's see here. In Romans, by the way, for you all, in the book of Romans, mine is on page 13. It says here, you know, I got my little tabs. In Romans, for you all who open your Bible, it's in the New Testament. I want you to go to Romans 10, and I'm going to close out with this. Holy Spirit's leading me to this. Because I need for you all to see and understand this. We're going to go to Romans 10, and I'm going to close out. Brethren, Romans 10, verse 1, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. I want you all to remember that. For everyone that believeth. Everyone that believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh. Look at that. The righteousness which is of faith speaketh. On this wise, say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up again from the dead. But what saith it? This is the word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word of faith which we preach is near you. It's near you. See, every answer to your life is in this book. Every answer. Every answer. Even the things you think in it, it's in here. It's in here. But you got to take the time to spend time in the word. You got to get in this book. And you got to ask the Holy Spirit to help you to understand it. Now listen at this. But what saith this? The word is near you, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. All right? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. That's what you have to do. You have to say, Jesus is Lord. That's what the gentleman was saying earlier. Jesus is Lord. You have to confess that. Jesus is Lord. And shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. Look at that. You got to confess with your mouth. But watch this. You got to believe in your heart. He didn't say believe in your head. He said believe in your heart. Believe in your heart. See, there's a lot of things we'll see that we can't believe in our head because it doesn't make sense, because we're trying to make sense out of stuff that we can't make sense out of. That's why God says my ways are not your ways and my thoughts are not your thoughts. We can't make sense out of them. So God says, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and then you will be saved. But watch this. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness. Righteousness is right standing with God. That's what righteousness begins. Being in right standing with God. See, God is not so big. God is not so much looking at what you do and what you haven't done. God is looking at your heart. He's looking at your heart. He's looking at your heart. That's what God is looking at. See, praise God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. People don't go to hell because of what they did or what they have not done. People end up in hell because they didn't accept Jesus as their Lord. It's one decision. You got to accept Jesus. The only way to the Father is through the Son. See, a lot of these people get it twisted. Well, you know, I used to minister to people on the street. I go out and say, man, how's it going? You know, I try to talk to them about God. And the first thing they say is, you know, man, I ain't been to church in a while. I said, I understand that, brother. I said, but you know what? It's about Jesus. It's about accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Because at the end time, when God judges, he's going to say, what did you do with my son? It's one decision. One decision. And watch. To not decide is a decision. Because if you don't accept him by default, you have rejected him. He paid the price for our sins on that cross. I'm going to keep reading. But with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord is over all, is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be saved. Now, I'm going to end it with this to show you the awesomeness of God. God is a process. I'm going to show you the process of how all this works when you get saved. Praise God. Verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? They can't call on Jesus if they don't believe in Jesus, right? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Stop. If they hadn't heard about Jesus, they can't believe of Jesus. And if they don't believe Jesus, they can't call on Jesus. Come on now. And how shall they hear without a preacher? Good God Almighty. The preacher has to preach the word. The word has to be heard. Once the word is heard, you believe the word. Once you believe the word, you call on his name. That's what's happening right now. See? It's being preached. So now you're hearing it. Now you have to make a decision if you're going to believe it. And once you believe it, you call on it. And how shall they preach except they be sent? God has to send that person to give his word. God has to say, go out there and preach the gospel to all the world, all the nations. Heal the sick, raise the dead. Freely you have been given, freely you receive, freely you give. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings to good things. So this is how it works. So for those of you all out there right now, I'm telling you, you have just heard the word. I'm telling you how this process works. You know, God will send someone to preach the word. God sent me tonight to preach this message to you. So I have preached the word, right? Let's go back. Go back to verse 11. Verse 14. Verse 15, how should they preach except they be sent? When you go to that church and you hear that preacher up there on that pool, he has been sent by God to deliver a message to you. So he is preaching the word, and how shall you hear without a preacher? So you hear it because it's coming out of his mouth and it's going into your ears. Now, once you hear it, you got to make a choice if you're going to believe it. And once you believe it, then you can call on him. And it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So for some of you tonight, you've heard the word. You're in a very, very dangerous position because you just heard the word, and God can hold you accountable for it. You've heard the word. Now you got to make a choice if you're going to believe the word. And if you believe the word, you're going to call on Jesus, and then you will be saved. Praise God. I'm going to end with that. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for this message. I pray that everyone that has heard this message know the reality of Jesus. Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Jesus who died on the cross for every sin we could have ever committed or will ever commit. All we have to do is accept him as our Lord and Savior. All we have to do is call upon his name. Help me, Lord Jesus. I want to be saved. Come into my heart. That's all we have to do. And God will hear that prayer, and he will answer that prayer. And from that day forward, you belong to God. It doesn't matter what you do from that day forward. You belong to God. You can choose to follow Jesus, and your life will be blessed. You get into that book, and you ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand it. And he will. He will teach you. He will show you things that will just blow your mind. God has shown me so much in this book, I just can't even put it down. If it was up to me, I wouldn't even work a full time. I would be just digging in this book daily. And you know what? I see it in life. I see it out here in the real world. I see it, you know? God says a soft voice, a calm rap. Somebody's screaming and arguing at you. Don't scream and argue at them back. Just use a soft voice. Just say, okay. No problem. No worries. See? Knowing that you've got the power of God on the inside of you. And then you go pray for them. Say, Lord, I don't know what's going on with them today. They're having a bad day. I mean, they screaming at me, cussing me out, but you know what? I know you know what's going on. So, Father, just bless them. Help them to get through this day. Heal their heart, Lord God, And if they don't know you, draw them closer to you, that they may come to know you like I know you. You are my Lord and Savior. I trust you with my very life. And that's how you do it. You apply this word. You take what's out of the book and you apply it. You start doing it, even at your job. When you're having a tough day, the Holy Spirit help me. And he'll help you. Somebody's at your job giving you a hard time, Holy Spirit help me. You're in a situation or circumstance, you say, now, Lord, I mean, you know, I got this bill due, and they're going to cut the lights off tonight at midnight. And I got this child in here, and, you know, we need our electricity. I don't know how, I don't know who, I don't know what, I don't know when, I don't know where. But I need your help, Father. I'm calling on you. Help me, Lord. Help me to get through this. And then once you pray it, say, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for helping me to get through this. See, that's faith. Thank him in advance. That's what Joseph did. They thank that centurion soldier. He said, speak the word only. The miracle wasn't even done. All he said, I believe that when you say something, it's going to happen. So speak the word only. And see, I'm going to show you next week how Jesus spoke the word only to Satan when he was tempted in the wilderness. All Jesus spoke was the word. He spoke the word. And the word is our weapon. The word is our, these scriptures, this word is our weapon. You know, somebody's screaming at you and you got an issue, just say, praise God. Praise God. I bet they'll leave you alone. Praise and his presence are inseparable. You cannot separate the praises of God from the presence of God. So if you really want God, you start praising. Praise him like you have lost your mind. Because you know what? Everybody else around you going to think you have. They're like, you know what? He over there cursing, praise God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within bless his holy name. You know, I found in the scriptures that Jesus only responded to truth. He only responds to truth. When they was asking him, when they was getting ready to try him before they got ready to crucify him, all these liars came up saying this and that, and the king was saying, don't you hear them making these accusations? You don't have anything to say. Jesus didn't say a word. But as soon as he said, art thou the king of the Jews? He said, as you have said. See, Jesus only responds to truth. He don't respond to a lie. We got to learn to only respond to truth. There's power in silence because you allow the Holy Spirit to answer and not you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord God. I pray that everyone who has heard this message, Lord, will be blessed and continue to be blessed. And Heavenly Father, throughout this weekend and the rest of next week, Lord God, I ask that you bless everyone that heard this message. Show them that you are real. That there, you are a real God who care about every situation and circumstance that they're in, Lord. No matter what it is, nothing is impossible for you. I pray, Lord God, that those who don't know you will begin to call on you. All they have, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I know where I'm at, and you know where I'm at. Come into my heart. I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and I believe you raised him from the dead. Save me, Father. Save me in Jesus' name. Amen. That's all you have to do is pray that prayer, and God will begin to move. And then you get into these scriptures. Get into the scriptures. Keep coming to this telephone message. Every week we have different speakers, and I'm here to tell you God will bless you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'll turn this message back over to you. Thank you all.
Amen. God bless you. Amen, man of God. Amen. We praise God for the word tonight that we have heard. Amen. Spoken, amen, from the mouth of God. Amen. Into our ears tonight. Amen. And like the preacher said tonight, you have heard the word of God. Amen. You are without excuse. Amen. It's up to you to receive it. What are you going to do tonight? Are you going to receive the word of God or are you going to reject it? How can they hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? Well, God has sent the preacher tonight. Amen. To preach unto you liberty. Preach to the captivated souls. Amen. The word that can set you free tonight. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Amen. What are you going to do about what you've heard tonight? Are you going to let it slip? Take heed to the things which you have heard, lest at any time you should let them slip. Or are you going to take heed, amen, to the word of God tonight? Amen. So maybe there's somebody on the line. Amen. Maybe there's someone on the line tonight. You heard this preached word of God. Amen. And the Lord is dealing with your heart. And you realize, I don't want to leave off this line without confessing, amen, Jesus is Lord, and allow him to be Lord of your life. So I'm going to ask, amen, if the minister Cannon will come back and offer salvation. Amen. I know you prayed, amen, but maybe somebody's on the line tonight. They heard this word of God, and they want to accept it. And, amen. They want to accept the Lord into their life. Amen. We're going to ask him if he would lead them to the throne of grace for salvation. Amen. Then afterwards, amen, if anyone, amen, has any special prayer requests, amen, at this time. God bless you, man of God, for prayer.
Praise God. Praise God. For you all who have heard this word and you want the Lord Jesus in your life, I ask that you pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Save me, Lord God. Save me. Sanctify me. Fill me with your spirit. I ask you right now, Lord Jesus, to come into my life. Come into my life and make me new again. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this day. I thank you for saving me and filling me with your spirit. I give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Brother, now, if anyone would like to pray, you can tell me now what you want praying for, and we will pray together. Praise God.
Amen. At this time, listeners, the platform is open for any special prayer requests at this time. Amen. If you have any special prayer requests, you can come to the platform tonight and make your petition known. Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
God can pray. Pray.
This is Sister Mayor. I would like to ask prayer for Shirley Richardson. She's been going through a lot of sickness and pain in her body.
In the name of Jesus, I would like to lift up my sister Shirley Richardson right now. Father, you know everything that is going on in her, everything that's going on in her body, Lord God. I lift her up right now in the name of Jesus, and I ask, Father, that you heal her. Heal her, Lord God. Give her a sense of peace and rest. And I speak to her body right now in the name of Jesus, and I command it by the authority of the name of Jesus, to line up with the word of God. I pray that every organ and every tissue of her body operates in the function and the perfection to which God created it to operate. Because Jesus was wounded for Shirley's transgressions, he was bruised for Shirley's iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, Shirley Richardson is healed and made whole, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I pray that as she comes through this, that you will give her a sense of peace and a sense of rest, to not only her, but to also her family. And you will use this as an opportunity to draw her even closer to you, Lord God. I thank you, Father. I stand in agreement with my other brothers and sisters. You said if two or more shall agree as to touching anything, it shall be done. And you are in the midst. Thank you, Holy Spirit, now have your way. Have your way. Have your way in her, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for her complete healing. I pray that she has nothing missing and nothing broken in her life. Heavenly Father, I plead the precious blood of Jesus over her life. I plead the blood, Lord God. Jesus has already paid the price. Jesus bled for us, Lord God. By his stripes, we are already healed. And I pray that Shirley Richardson will receive that healing right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, if you have to work through the hands of a doctor to help heal her, then so be it. I pray for the doctor. Give him wisdom and skills to do whatever's necessary to heal this sister. And I give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for her healing. I thank you for her deliverance. I thank you for her wholeness, Lord God. I thank you for her testimony, Lord God, as she comes out of this. And I give you praise for it, Lord, glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Any other prayer requests tonight? Amen. Do you have any other special prayer requests tonight? Amen. That you would like for the man of God and for all of us to touch and agree with you on? Amen. Man of God, I have a prayer request. Amen. I'm going to ask you to touch and agree, amen, with me on. Amen.
Okay.
What is it? Amen. I want to put the Jones family on the prayer list. The Jones family on the prayer list. Amen. We want to pray for healing. Amen. For the Jones family. And also, we want to pray, amen, for, amen, even this situation that we're still dealing with COVID. Amen. We want you to pray, amen, that God will, amen, just, amen, deliver, amen, help us to overcome this. And, amen, but we know the world is trying to resort back to a normal life, which would never take place. But at the same time, they're going on, amen, but this thing is still exists. People are still becoming, amen, testing positive for COVID. So we want you just to pray to God, amen, covering, amen, over this world and over the people of God, amen, for, amen, COVID. Amen. In the last prayer request, amen, that I have, amen, we know that our youth, our children are going back to school now. Amen. Some have already started. Others are to start, amen, this week coming. So we just want to pray, amen, that God will cover our children. Amen. Our teachers, educators, amen, keep them, amen. Cover our young people, spare their lives, keep them covered under the blood, that they can return to school and return back home safely. That God would just have mercy and just, you know, cover them. Amen. At this time, God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. All right, we're going to pray healing for the Jones family first, Almighty Father. You're so merciful and so grateful, Lord God. I ask you in the name of Jesus, by the power of your command, Lord God, drive away from not only the Jones family, I want to go back to Miss Richardson too, drive away from Shirley Richardson and the Jones family all forms of sickness and disease. Restore their strength to their body, Lord, and the joy to their spirit, so that in their renewed health, Father, they may bless and serve you, Lord God. Help them to become all that you created them to be. Heavenly Father, have mercy on them, Lord God, in everything they do, Lord God. And I thank you for their healing right now, Father. I thank you for their deliverance. I thank you, Father God, for their wholeness, Lord God. There's nothing missing and nothing broken, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your enduring love for them, Lord God, that you came in this world to set them free, Lord God, from the power of darkness. I thank you, Father, that you have already healed them by your stripes, Lord God. I give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor. And Heavenly Father, I also want to pray for this situation called COVID, Lord. COVID, Lord God, still here. But you know what? You are here, Lord God. You already knew this was going to happen because you're sovereign. You already saw this, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I bind the spirit of fear. I bind anyone from being afraid, Lord God, because you didn't give us a spirit of fear. You gave us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. And we know that nothing, no thing is impossible. You already know the answer to COVID, Lord God. You already know, Lord God, the answer to every sickness and disease that's going to try to attach itself to our body. I pray that it shall be instantly be destroyed because of the anointing that's on our life, because we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. The Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as we continue to progress, we won't regress, but we will continue to progress in your word. We will trust in you and rely on you. Yes, you created doctors and you created medicine, but the greatest medicine in the world is your word. And your word, Lord God, is truth. And Father, we're going to stand and rest in your word. And I pray, Lord God, that those of us, we will do what the doctors say, but we will trust in our Lord Jesus to deliver us. And Heavenly Father, I also want to lift up the children, Lord God. You created all these children and the teachers and the administrators, Lord God. You want them to be taught, Lord God. As they go back to school, Lord God, I pray that the Holy Spirit will have its way in every school, that no hurt, harm, or danger, sickness, or disease shall come near any of those children all over this nation, Lord God. I pray for our president. I pray for our vice president. I pray for every elect official. Heavenly Father, give them wisdom on how to govern. You allowed them to be in these positions, Lord God. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you will continue to bless them, Lord God. Excuse me, in every decision they make and everything they do. You said to pray for those in authority over you so that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life. I pray and lift up all of those teachers, those administrators. I lift up all the governors. I lift up all the politicians on both sides. I lift up our president, our vice president, and every elected and appointed official, Lord God. I plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over their lives. And I decree and declare that nobody, and I mean nobody, but Jesus sits at the throne of their life and no weapon formed. And I give you praise and honor and glory, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, that each and every day they put on the whole armor of God, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. They put on the helmet of salvation. Guard their minds. Guard their thoughts with the word of God. Let them think on the things that are true and honest and lovely and of a good report. You said if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. I pray that they put on the breastplate of righteousness. Guard their heart, Lord God. For out of their heart flows the issues and the forces of life. For Jesus became sin for us, he who knew no sin, so that we could become the righteousness of God in him. I pray, Lord God, that they carry the shield of faith, that they walk by faith and not by sight, that they're not moved by what they see, but they're moved by what your word says. Because faith is what gives sustenance to what they hope for. It is the evidence of what they cannot see. I pray that they carry the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, that they rightly divide your word of truth in every situation and every circumstance, that they recognize and realize that your word is the absolute final authority things, even over COVID, even over sickness, even over disease, even over fear, even over all of the administrators, all the teachers, all the politicians, over the Jones family, over Shirley Richardson. Lord God, that thy word is truth over all of those things, Lord God. Now, I thank you, Lord, that they put on the belt of truth, that your truth surrounds them and protects them, and they operate in the integrity of your word because thy word is truth. And finally, Lord, I pray that their feet are shod up with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Everywhere they go, they walk in peace, not in pieces. Come from the world, but it comes from the Prince of Peace himself, Jesus. It is that peace that surpasses all understanding. And I pray that you give Shirley Richardson that peace right now, Lord. I pray that you give the Jones family that peace, Lord God. I pray that you give every person in this nation who fears COVID, who fears every sickness and disease, any type of pestilence, Lord God, you told us this would be coming. I pray that they will rest and trust in your word and you give them peace. And I pray that you have a spirit of peace over the children at all these schools and over the administrators and over the teachers, Lord God. Keep them safe and secure, as only you can do. In you, and we trust in your word. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, and we thank you, Father. Thank you for loving us so much, Lord, that you gave your only son to die on the cross for us. Thank you for loving us so much, Lord God. Even before we were born, Jesus died for us. That's the love of God. That's the agape love, the unconditional love. Thank you, Father. Thank you for loving us that much. We are so undeserving, but you did it for us because you wanted to. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We thank God for the prayer of faith. Amen. We thank God because we believe, God, that it is done. Amen. It is so tonight. Amen. Go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. Amen. So we trust, amen, pray tonight, people, God, that you have been blessed, that your faith has been strengthened, encouraged through the word of God and through the prayer of faith. Amen. Put your confidence in the Lord tonight. Put all your trust in God. Amen. He'll make everything all right. Amen. So we thank God for the word that we have heard. We praise God, amen, for the presence of God, for his, amen, sweet, sweet spirit, amen, that hovers in our hearts and over us, knowing that God got us covered. We're covered, amen, under the blood of Jesus, and the world cannot do us no harm. Amen. Yes. So we thank God for you, man of God. Amen. We appreciate the word of God tonight. Amen. Thank God for the insight of the scriptures. Amen. And one thing about it, we have to, amen, study the word of God to know what it is, amen, that God will have of us. You can't please somebody if you don't know them. Amen. So get to know the Lord so that you can please the Lord. Amen. Yeah. We want to be found pleasing in the sight of God. Everything that we do, we want God to smile upon us. Amen. Yeah. And be pleased with our life and the service that we render unto the Lord. Amen. So, people of God, we want to encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. The message. Amen. Get it and listen to it over and over again. Amen. That God may continue to minister to you. Amen. Through this preached word that you have heard tonight. Amen. We're going to give you a couple numbers that you can text to receive a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast. And the first number that we want to give you is a new number, and it's 229-290914. Once again, we have, amen, numbers that we want to give you so you can text us to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. The first number is 229-529-0914. Amen. Text us, amen, request a copy of tonight's broadcast. And any other night that you may desire, amen, let us know, amen, the broadcast and the date, if you can remember, or who was the speaker. And let us know that you would like to receive a copy, amen, of these broadcasts, amen, and we will get them to you as soon as possible, if the Lord shall say the same. And also to all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, amen, we pray that you have been blessed through this word of God tonight. The word of God is global. It's going all around the globe, all around the world, and to all four corners of the earth. Amen. We're letting you know tonight that God loves you. Amen. And Jesus is Lord. Amen. Yes. Make him Lord of your life. If you have not made that decision, amen, make that decision and make Jesus Lord of your life. Because every knee shall bow, every tongue must confess. Amen. Either you do it now, amen, willingly, or you do it in the day of judgment when you don't have any more choice. Amen. So we want you to, amen, get a copy of this broadcast as well. Amen. We're going to ask you to text us by using WhatsApp. Amen. To all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, we're going to ask you to text us by using WhatsApp, and the number is 678-608-7234. Once again, the number for you to text us for a copy of tonight's broadcast is 678-608-7234 by using WhatsApp. Amen. And we'll give it to you, send it to you as soon as possible. Lord shall say the same. So we just thank God for, amen, this night. We pray that your hearts, amen, have been blessed. Amen. We pray that you were encouraged. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Amen. Praise God at all times. Give God the praise. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. This is what we got to do. We got to bless God at all times. Amen. Through the good, through the bad. Amen. Yes. All time. Amen. Regardless of what's going on in our lives, we got to give God the praise. Amen. And as soon as you come to the realization of praising and blessing God, God will turn around and bless you, and he will bring you through that situation. Won't he do it? Amen.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Amen. Man of God, we thank God for you. Amen. We always enjoy you. We thank God for making yourself available. Amen. To come to us and share the word of God with us. Amen. We look forward, amen, to many, amen, times coming in the near future. The Lord shall say the same. But before we turn it back over to you, we want to, amen, have a word of prayer, amen, over you. We want to pray over you. God continues blessings, amen, over your life. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this night. We thank you for your manservant. We thank you, oh God, for this chosen vessel that you have chosen and ordained to come to us tonight and speak to us, amen, through the word of God. We pray that you will bless him. Enlarge his territory in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you would give increase over his life, his ministry, his home, his family. Father God, wherever the soles of his feet tread, we pray that you would give him the land. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you would elevate him, continuously to raise him up, God. Oh God, set him in heavenly places. Oh God, bring him before great men and kings. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, prepare a table before him, even in the presence of his enemies. Open up doors that no man can shut. In the mighty name of Jesus. Most of all, we pray that your word may have free course. Oh, God, we pray that you open up doors of utterance, God. Oh, God, that he may utter your word and speak your word. Oh, God, before multitudes, great crowds of people, that somebody may be saved, that souls may be convicted and drawn back unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for reconciliation. Hallelujah. We pray for reconciliation of the lost souls of men, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bring them back. Oh, God, put them back in fellowship with you. Put them back in connection with you through the preached word, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know you ain't. We know you got the power. We believe you for great things, and we thank you in advance. We count it done right now. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus'
name. Amen. Amen. And thank God.
Thank you, brother. Thank
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We believe God for great things. Amen. And God, amen, will carry you to places that you know not of. He said, I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Continue, amen, in the will of God. And God will manifest himself unto you. So at this time, man, and God, we appreciate you once again. Amen. We're going to turn the platform back over into you for the last stand and for the blessing of the Lord. God bless you, man of God. We appreciate you and love you in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Heavenly Father, I ask, Lord God, that you will bless everyone who heard this word tonight. Bless everyone on this phone, Lord God. Bless the man of God who just spoke and bless the sister who spoke earlier, Lord God. Bless PNN, Lord God, the Prayer News Network, Lord God. Bless it so that it will continue to grow and grow and grow, and that the whole world will know the importance of prayer and know the importance. Lord, you said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the founders of this great network, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus, I pray in the name of Jesus that this great network will go global. It will be worldwide, well-known, and billions of people will begin to learn not only how to pray, but what to say when they pray. They will grow closer and closer to the God. Not only the people who don't know you, but the people who do know you. Those who are not praying and those who are praying will get fresh insights, fresh ideas, Lord God, that you will begin to show them things that they have not seen. Let them hear things that they have not heard. Heavenly Father, you will begin to open their eyes to see the importance of prayer. Prayer is so important, Lord God. So important, Lord God. Jesus always prayed, and his disciples asked him to teach them how to pray. And Heavenly Father, I want to end with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Praise God.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. We thank God once again. Amen for you. Amen, Minister. Amen, Cannon. We appreciate you. Amen for unveiling yourself tonight. And people of God, this concludes Amen broadcast for tonight. We thank you for your listening ear. Amen. We want you to go in peace. Thy faith has made thee whole. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. We shall return on tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Amen. The Lord shall say the same. We look to hear and see you then in faith. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Blessings unto each one of you. Good night. Amen. And God bless you.
God bless you, man. Good night.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you, people of God. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Blessings unto you.
This session is no longer being recorded.